Subject: an amazing fantasy gone wrong. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm an 18-year-old junior in high school, and I had a fantasy of mine gone wrong. I excel in all of my school sports, and I'm popular around my school. I made a terrible mistake when I slept with a teacher of mine. It all started when I was in class and I was trying to holler at this girl and the topic of sex came up. My teacher overheard us and asked me to come see her after school. I thought I would be getting a referral and would get kicked out of my school sports teams, but instead, my teacher came on to me. I have always thought that my teacher was attractive, but I never thought in a million years that she would have sex with me. When we had sex, it was good and all, but I wanted it to be the final time. Instead, my teacher threatened to tell the principal about what happened and get me kicked off the teams. So out of fear, I kept giving her what she wanted each day after school. Over the next few months, I continued to seduce her, and soon my dad started to grow suspicious of why I had to stay after school every day. When I told my teacher that I couldn't have sex with her anymore, she once again threatened me. But this time, she tried to say I raped her. I wanted to tell my dad, but I don't know how he would react. Would he compliment me and say I did what any teenager would do, or would he be angry and throw me out? On top of that, my teacher says that she might be pregnant. I want to get my life right and continue to be a great friend, son, teammate, and student, but I'm confused on what to do. Steve, can you please help me? Signed, a confused teenager.
Wow,
this is a serious letter right here. I got to tell you, serious teenager, you need to tell your dad and your mom immediately. You need to tell them right now. Tell them everything that has gone down. This is so serious. No, your dad is not going to compliment you and say that you did what any teenager would do, because most teenagers are not forced to sleep with their teachers and have their teachers threaten them and scare them and say they raped. It was rape. No, he's not going to be angry. He's not going to throw you out, but he will be very, very angry and upset at the teacher taking advantage of you. Hopefully she'll get thrown out. It's not your fault. Your teacher is out of line. She could be breaking the law. She is breaking the law.
Here's the danger of going to your father first. You should be able to, but if your father is level-headed, if he's level-headed, he would take this right to the authorities, not call the woman and confront her. Mm-hmm. You cannot tip this off. My real suggestion is this young man should go to the FBI. Have the FBI go with him to his home to explain to his father what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Give the facts to the Federal Bureau of Investigations. That's what I would do. Not the police department, to the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Okay.
And let them handle it. Because this is a serious matter.
It's very serious.
Because this woman is threatening to ruin this boy's life with the threat of rape. That is a life-altering crime.
So vicious.
Forever. You got to be registered. This just kills this kid's life. So he's under that threat and danger. I know what happened. Big, good-looking kid, football player, buffed up.
Fine.
Playing ball. She done heard it. She done got him over there. Mm-hmm. Not, she working her magic. But she's using her position as a teacher and using it as a threat for her own gain.
That's right.
Now, I don't know the law because the boy is 18. I don't know all this, but I think the part where she's crossing the line is, I think that there's got to be something legal where you're not allowed to, if this young man doesn't want to, use your power of authority to force him. But then the threat of rape makes it a definite crime. That's extortion, blackmail, something. I don't know what it is. But I would do it that way. Because if you're, what you don't want to do is take it to a parent that's out of anger, lashes out and go to the school board and start pointing fingers at this woman. Because then the school board, then here she gonna come with the he raped me. Mm. So I would take all of this information to the authorities, straight to the authorities. You're 18. That's what I would do. And then have them go over with your father and explain to your father what's happening so they can say, look, this is our plan of attack, Mr. So-and-so. If you would allow us to investigate this, you know. And, you know, they got ways of getting at this a little bit better. But the old traditional parent route, I'm telling the school board and all that, that could work out real ugly. So I think the authorities have to be brought into this immediately.
Yeah.
And that's just being serious, because this is a serious accusation here. I don't want to play with this. I don't want this kid to do. That's what I would do. But at least I know if he goes to the authorities, that at least we've got it into some legal something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then after
all
that,
right. I ain't never had a teacher. I thought.
What are you mumbling about? What are you?
This ain't got nothing to do with the letter. I just said. I ain't never had a teacher that way. I ain't never been in that position right there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.